And on the solemnity of Saint Joseph, together we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And through the intercession of Saint Joseph, we offer our prayers to our Heavenly Lord and Savior. We pray on this through the intercession of Saint Joseph on his feast day for all shepherds and leaders of the church, that they may be holy and humble guardians of the church, especially for Pope Francis and for our Archbishop. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray on this feast day of Saint Joseph for all fathers, all who bear the name Father, or all who live as father figures towards others, that they may be strong and humble guardians, protectors, and lovers, and may serve those entrusted to them, their children, spiritually or biologically, well. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for a strengthening of all families on this, and strengthening in the domestic church. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all the sick, especially those who have been infected or affected by the coronavirus, and for all those who work in healthcare, especially during this difficult time. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for the intention of this Mass, Carol Schuler, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for all the prayers and intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Lord, we offer you all these prayers, and through the intercession of good Saint Joseph, may you hear and answer us. May you speak your word of love and life into the brokenness of our lives and our world. We ask all this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the bread we offer you. For to the earth and work of human hands it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the wine we offer you. For to the vine and work of human hands it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities, cleanse me from my sins. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. We pray, O Lord, that just as Saint Joseph served with loving care your only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary, so may we be worthy to minister with a pure heart at your altar. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. And on the solemnity of Saint Joseph, to give you fitting praise, to glorify you and bless you. For this just man was given by you as spouse to the Virgin Mother of God, and set as a wise and faithful servant in charge of your household, to watch like a father over your only begotten Son, who was conceived by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray, that partaking of the body and blood blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. And now let us, if we're listening together with someone, let us offer those we are with the sign of peace. Or if you're listening by yourself, please pray for peace for all of our brothers and sisters at this time. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The communion antiphon. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy. And at this time, as we are not all able to be present to receive the Holy Eucharist, let us make a prayer, an act of spiritual communion. Let us pray. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. And since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us pray. Defend with unfailing protection, O Lord, we pray, the family you have nourished with food from this altar. As they rejoice at the solemnity of Saint Joseph, and graciously keep safe your gifts among them. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And just a brief parish announcement. Remember to keep watching our website, our parish website, franklinhardincatholic.org. And our Facebook pages for resources that will continue to be posted. The audio recordings of Mass, at least, and hopefully soon, videos and live streams of Mass that I will be offering. There's a Mass scheduled live stream Masses on our website, especially through Blessed Sacrament in Waterloo with Father Tony. They are already live streaming their Masses. But also keep watching for further resources. I hope to post some videos of spiritual inspiration, me sharing a few spiritual nuggets with you all, as well as also some for today. There's some prayers and traditions around the Feast of Saint Joseph that I will offer to you on this day to enter into this great solemnity. And know that I am praying for you all very much. I think of you all very much. I'm saddened that of this situation that we cannot gather together physically in prayer, but know that my prayers are absolutely with you each and every day for each and every one of you. That Jesus is with you and with us during this time. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless all of you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ, glorifying God by your life. Thanks be to God.